Welcome to everyone, Bezer Hashem, continue the Pelayoids, Ois Aleph, Shir number 29, Avas Ish V'Isha, discussing specifically the responsibilities of the wife towards her husband. Chayvas Kibud Baal, the responsibilities of giving kavod to her husband. Begins the Pelayoids, it goes without saying that if a wife merits that her husband is a Yirei Lakim, is a God-fearing Jew, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Torah scholar, makes it much easier, if he's a mensch, to honor him and to respect him. Like there's a certain person, certain people, you know, I tell him, I put my arm around him, I tell him, you make v'haftarecha kamaych very easy. I told him, you make loving your fellow Jew very easy. He's just a very lovable, easygoing type of person. But you know what? The mitzvah of Haftarecha Kamaicha applies to the person who doesn't make it so easy also. Says the Pelayoitz, Omnon, what happens if a wife, a lady marries someone, and life is not always what you think it is? And he's not that sweetest gentleman, Prince Charming, if I may say. And he doesn't have all the milas. Of course, if she's able to continue to stay married to him, she has to give him comfort. She has to give him respect. She has to honor him. Just like we said, the flip side, when we spoke about the responsibilities of the husband to the wife. Omnam. B'yoyset tzarech lezariz le'isho. Even more so, we have to give chizuk and encourage a wife. She'nofa b'chelka ish koshe b'midoysef v'deyoysef. If she's married to a difficult man, nivzul v'chadol ishim, chasar kol toiv, that he's lacking all good. Imagine that. He's not lacking all good. Loy mishum zeh yekel kavoid beinel v'tovuz loy b'liba. Chas v'sholem. She should not look at him in a negative way. Because if she looks at him in a negative way, she's going to treat him in a negative way. Now, we're not talking about a situation where it's unbearable and they have to leave the marriage. We're not discussing about that case. We're talking about a case where apparently it is bearable to some degree. And the same way we had mentioned, if a husband, I'm going to use the words, is stuck in the marriage with the wife, that is unbearable. We said, fortunate is this man because he will not see Gehenim. That's what we said. It's the same way here. If a wife is in such a marriage like this, fortunate is she, because she will not see Gehenim, because very simply, she's suffering it now. But she's able to deal with it. And she still gives him the covet. And she still gives him the respect. We're talking about a difficult situation, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. Rak al kopalim tizor b'chvoidei. Katoy v'kachoyte kanikla kanichbod ki devar ha-melech malko shel oylem aleho umalo abahadei kavshir rachmoni ki lukim moishi v'chidim v'hu mizavik zivugim alkein koma shemuto aleho laso istansa. Whatever she has to do, her responsibilities toward her husband do not change. That's what the Pelayoids is telling us. And like we said, it works both ways. It's not a one-way street. The same way if a husband that we spoke about earlier has a difficult wife, or if a wife has a difficult husband. And Rabbi Yisai, I don't want anybody listening to this 5-minute shir to say, okay, that takes care of all my shalom bayis problems. If there are real issues, speak to your Rav, speak to someone who knows the situation, who you'll tell the situation to. Let's not make a mistake and say, okay, I was told, the Pelayoid says, stick it out. Let's not do something like that. Let's understand, what is he telling us? He says that if you can, understand the tremendous schar that you're receiving. And if you can, understand you have a responsibility. The same way you have to love that fellow who's not the easiest person to love, so too, you still have to give the respect. The wife has to still give the respect to the husband, even if he's lacking all of these positive qualities, qualities, traits that he really should have.